You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
You know, accountability is one of the most vital things that we can do. And, you know, sometimes we're programmed to do is to run away from accountability rather than running to accountability. And if you don't have the accountability partner or somebody that you're accountable to, when rough times, you know, come, and like I said, we're in some rough times right now with the COVID-19 going on, the virus, and, you know, the uncertainty and the fear. And the one thing that has kept me anchored is, number one, having a trainer that I can be accountable to, but also being accountable to myself that I take the time to, you know, put into my health, that I invest in myself. And that's what it's all about, accountability. So don't run from it, run to it. And you're listening to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I'm Sean Mulroney.
And I'm Brandon Glore.
You know, Brandon, accountability, I mean, it's, you know, the structure. You know, we're in some really uncertain days. You know, people are in fear. People don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we've never been in this much unrest. So what are your thoughts about, you know, the day and the time we're in, but then also the accountability? And, you know, it's easy to get off track during this time. So what are your thoughts on what's going on?
So my biggest thing, and, you know, I want to share with people, is that this is new for absolutely everybody.
Right.
You know, this coronavirus, and they're shutting down the world, it feels like, and keeping us trapped in. And that's throwing everybody, whether you thought you had a routine or didn't, it is throwing you out of a routine, whether you went to work or dropped the kids off or whatever it may be. So we are outside of the normal here. And a lot of times when we get outside of the norm, we want to curl up, we want to quit, we want to give ourselves the excuse like, well, this drastic thing has happened in my life. So, you know, my health and wellness isn't a priority. I think right now your health and wellness is more of a priority than it has ever been, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, some, depending on what field people are in, some may be working more hours than they've ever worked before because on the technological side of things, which everybody is using now because we're all forced to stay home. Others may not be working at all. So what do we do? How do we figure out to keep our health a priority as this time goes on? So to sit there and look at it, one, you got to realize what your goals are and what you want to focus in on. But at the same time, don't give yourself an excuse, you know?
Wow. And it's easy to want to, you know, do that excuse. Easy to want to sort of distance yourself, especially whenever you have a pandemic going on and some uncertainty and the unknown too as well.
Yep.
And, you know, it's like accountability and eating properly, which, yeah, it does cost. I mean, we're going to spend, you know, one way or another, but during this time, you know, increasing it, but we get off track, which we're going to talk about more. And I want to get back to that. But don't you think we make it, you know, a lack of priority in a lot of circumstances? But how do we overcome that?
So with that, you've got to sit there and decide and make sure that it is a staple, that it is a priority. Yeah, it can sound nice. Yeah, I want to be healthy. Yes, I'd like to be in shape. And sometimes we're kind of motivated and we think about it. But as far as putting action into play, it's a whole different story. We said, oh, we'll kind of wait to tomorrow, you know. So we've got to find a new regimen, a new way of going about things during this time. And I really think if, you know, an individual has the drive and the tenacity to buckle down and work hard through this weird time we're going through, then when things get back to normal, which they will get back to normal. It should be a breeze going into it, you know? So I think right now we can build some mental toughness and we can build some habits that we can take with us to excel us, especially once we get back into the swing of things. I mean, my personal goal, just for myself is actually, you know, we're locked down for 30 days as of now, which it could be more, could be less, but we'll see, is to be in the best shape I've been in a long time, because for once I'm not working with clients every 30 minutes on the dot for an entire 16 hours.
Right.
Now I have an incredible challenge of trying to communicate and work with some clients online, which is very difficult for me. I'm a very hands-on, in-person kind of person.
Yeah.
So for me to sit down and create a workout and do this stuff online and cut and edit some videos to send off to people is frustrating for me because I'm not good at it, but I'm learning and I have to do whatever I have to do to continue to keep my business to grow. But this has also allowed me a little bit more time. So I have to look at the positive of things, you know, look at everything you can take away from it. I'm getting to spend more time with my little girl right now in the past 2 weeks and I've spent with her entire 2 years of life. So I've got to take advantage of that. That's a great plus for me. I've also got time to work out a little bit more and I've got time to actually sit down and eat meals. Usually I drink half my meals throughout the day because of the way I'm on the go. So I'm trying to take advantage of a bad situation that per se, you know, I'm not looking forward to being cooped up the next 30 days, but I tell you what, my mentality towards it is I'm going to attack it and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make a new routine and make myself feel good along with the people that I'm working with, you know?
That's very, very rich, Brandon. I mean, and I can, you know, relate to that. Like you said, making it a priority, you know, getting to spend time with, you know, your little girl, you know, more than you have in 2 years because you're always on the go and then capitalizing on this downtime if we can get that mindset to take it. But, you know, we're going to delve into a lot more. But, you know, Brandon, it's amazing on people that are listening, especially the one that you did on goal setting has really helped a lot of people out, you know, and I love whenever we get reviews and the reviews that we have, you know, people can go to theobesityrevolution.com to listen to any episode they want, but they can also write a review on Apple Podcasts is the only place, but anywhere they go, they can listen to it on their favorite platform that they listen and stream. Brandon, we have another 5-star review that I want everybody to listen to, and here that is right now.
Another 5-star review from Alana Lockwood. I had the honor of being interviewed by Sean and Brandon, and it was so much fun. The information they give, the encouragement that they throw out there is so amazing and inspiring. They share and talk about all the nitty-gritty and sometimes blatantly honest issues and struggles all of us that are obese face when we work on losing weight. These issues and topics need to be brought to the open so we can actually get the help we need. Obesity is an ever-growing issue and causes so many more issues than just being fat. And we also have underlying issues that sometimes are the main problem as to why we are obese. Thank you so much for getting this information out there, and I pray that this inspires and helps people who listen that are obese. I love you guys.
Man, great review. Thank you so much for the love that you show to the Obesity Revolution podcast, to myself, to Brandon. And it just means a lot to us. So thank you, and we love you all, and we want to see you make it on your journey. And getting back to this, Brandon, you said something that I sort of want to pull out to where you want to be the healthiest. You have a goal to be, you know, the best shape that you have been. So how would you say, like everybody that's listening right now, that you cannot but help as a knee-jerk reaction, of course, to where when this happened, okay, this came down, it comes to the point of that you did want to shut down as much as the, you know, society shut down, the building shut down, you know, the school shut down, everything shut down. Well, it was like a knee-jerk reaction to want us to shut down, at least in my thing. You know, I didn't have the anxiety and, of course, the things were running high. How can somebody right now that's listening from your perspective, overcome and number one, to be accountable, but also to have that reset right now that they're looking for, they're scared, you know, they're all the unrest. Yeah. How can they get through this? What's some steps that they can take?
So the biggest step somebody can go into is setting a task and completing it. So what I'm trying to do for myself each morning, whether I do it the night before or I do it that morning, because again, we've got a little bit more time. But when I sit down, I plan out one, what I'm going to eat that day, because we know if we're sitting around the house, man, we want to graze, we want to snack, we want to pit. So if I sit there and make a list or already pre-put it into MyFitnessPal or whatever you may use to track, this is what I'm going to eat. These are the food groups I'm going to go from, and these are the calories that I'm going to take in or whatever from that day, and then I stick with it. So I feel accomplished by the end of the day that I didn't eat outside of what I had planned for myself to eat. So there I'm getting that victory. I'm getting that momentum. I'm getting that snowball rolling per se. And also just, you know, of course I'm going to talk about movement from, you know, a physical standpoint because that's my life.
Right.
But there is something that chemically happens in your body, guys, when you start moving more. You get a quick, nothing crazy. I'm talking just some general moving for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Get the blood flow going. Get that heart rate up. One, you feel good because you moved a little bit. Blood flow gets going and you just feel a little bit better. So try to start off your day that way. That helps relieve my anxiety a ton is when I can get some additional movement in. So I plan on getting some movement in. I plan on keeping my food on track. And then by doing that, I've already gotten a couple wins throughout the day. So my anxiety starts dropping a little bit more, especially being cooped up in a house, you know?
Yes. And the best anxiety to relieve anxiety is exercise, which, you know, that's a thing that, you know, once you get to it and I know this, Brandon, you and I have talked about this, you know, hundreds of times, you know, getting to the workout or getting to the gym is one of the hardest things, you know, to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yes. But once after feeling after the workout is, I feel on top of the world. I mean, you know that as well as I do. I mean, how we feel, but it's like getting past that, especially with all the, you know, the minutiae that's going on. It's like, okay, here, I'm going to do that. You know, you said you sit down, you know, setting goals. Well, like you said before, if you don't have a target to reach for, you know, we're not going to get there because, you know, we often talk about resetting, you know, our health and refocusing on new ways, you know, to do that, right? But the whole has to change to reset and find new ways to do stuff like even this, using, you know, software to communicate with each other. You know, we had to find that Zoom, you know, think about Zoom, man. Everybody is using Zoom. It's like you know, they were in the right position. So it was like a calibration, you know, if you will, to find out, well, you know, you get off. Well, what do you think? What's people that did get off and they're sort of like, you know, beating themselves up right now, Brandon? I know a lot of people are struggling. How do they overcome, you know, beating themselves up right now? That's what they're doing.
Well, you got to remember that beating yourself up is not going to get you anywhere. You know, right. And then you're stuck with you all day. So it can get real, real tough on you. You've got to take a positive mindset and a positive attitude, and you've got to find ways to recalibrate when you do. Whatever it is, you got to find something that keeps you feeling good or something that gives you that source of accomplishment to refer back to, whatever that may be. So again, for me, you know, it's making sure I go step by step the way I have planned for the day. Now, I'm not going to be perfect. There is a good chance that my daughter, when we're sitting there hanging out at the house, is going to grab some fruit snacks, I am sure. And I'm going to sit there and I'm going to want to grab three or four of them. Now, the majority of the time I don't, right. But occasionally I'm going to. Is that part of my pre-structured plan that I set up? Absolutely not. I do not have fruit snacks in my daily diet. But I can do one or two things. Okay. I can sit there. Once I do eat a couple of them, I can sit there and I can be like, well, I already messed up. Let me go get five more bags of these because I know where they're at in the pantry. Right. Or I can say, whatever, it was three, four of them. I've got my workout in today. I'm not going to do it again. Whatever. I'm over it. You know, we're our own worst critics. So you got to sit there, give yourself some time, do what it takes. If you got to sit there and slow down and just kind of almost like a pre-meditation type of thing, sit there and focus in on what you need to do. You know, I'm not a huge fan of visualization. I'm a big fan of action. But if you need to sit there and just kind of brief your day in front of you, but before you get into, because that gives you a little more control, then we're gonna go that route. Find what gives you the power and, you know, not motivation, but the determination to continue going. You know, you've got the opportunity to set yourself up again to, when we get back to regular routine, to be feeling great and looking great. You know, for those who may struggle with fast food, guess what? You're probably not going out getting a lot of fast food. So this is a win. Maybe you're not eating the food you want to be eating at your house still, right. But I tell you what, I guarantee you the food overall in your house is going to be better than going to McDonald's twice a day like you were previously. So take this as an opportunity to stop doing that, or maybe stop soda or something like that. Don't buy another case. Finish whatever you have and don't reload on it. Now you're stuck at home with no soda. Drink some water, you know, find these little tools you can have to get these wins and get you launching towards your goals and your health and whatever you want to do during this time.
Well, and I just think it's a ploy by everybody. I think you did this to take everything away. So that's why they're shutting everything down, Brandon. I think you said that's enough, man. Get these fast food, you know, these fatties in the fast food and stuff. But it's like, you know, it was a great point that you said, though. I want you to explain the difference, okay? You said, you know, you're not a big fan of visualization, you know,
visualization.
That's easy for you to say. Visualization, and you're a person of action, okay? What is the difference with that? And, you know, I think we need to really hone in on that, because it's the, you know, the little victories that people don't necessarily look at. But what is the difference? You know, people can visualize, but you said, how do you put it into action?
That's right. Well, you know, you can sit there, you've got to have a map, you've got to know where you're going. So if, you know, losing a little bit of weight or being healthier is one of those things, so there's got to be some actions that go along with that. You can sit there and look and think of being active all that you want. You can visualize it all that you want, but again, let me tell you, that doesn't do anything until you physically start moving. So we've got to have a little bit of visualization, because we've got to know where we want to go. But after that, don't dwell and spend any more time on it. You know, you got to work out. Well, then let's just work out. Let's get it done. Let's spend those 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes tops getting it done, and then you're over with. You've got it check mark done, completed, you feel accomplished. Let's move on to the next thing, you know. Spend a little time doing some research on your health. If you've been sitting there and you've got the time to do it now, and say for instance, and I'm just being random here, but you've heard about intermittent fasting and you think it's interesting, well, go look some up. You look at a couple of YouTube videos, see what you think of it. See if the guy telling you the info is worth listening to or not. See if that's something that would fit into your daily regimen, and then sit there and give it a shot for a couple of days. If it doesn't work, then let's try something else. This is an opportunity to experiment, because you got a little bit more time and control to try these things.
See, it's like taking that action. And I love that you said that. You know, it's about, you know, visualizing. You can, you know, I can think in my mind that, you know, I'm going to be, you know, 200 pounds. Well, if I don't put any feet to it, you know what I mean? Just like, you know, anything we do, you know, you could have every kind of, you know, the grandest dream. And I'm a dreamer, you know, but if you don't, you want to go to the moon, you know, you can't get to the moon unless you have a rocket ship. So I can have these lofty, you know, visions, but if I don't put action to my vision, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to get it. And we talked about that before, you know, if you don't put the action into it and the work into it, you know, it's easy to think and it's easy to, you know, say, I'm going to do this, but guess what? It doesn't go, you know, the way that you want it to go, you're not going to do it. So I totally see that. But I think also, Brandon, that you're pretty happy because my tongue has been quarantined, you know? So I think that you're pretty happy about that, right? Huh?
I would like to think it was, but with all this technology we have and that we're using now,
they're not stopping me.
Yeah, we try, but you can't lock that up.
You can't lock that up, man. You visualized it, but guess what? You couldn't put it into action. They couldn't stop my tongue.
That's right.
Tongue of Sean. There it is. There it goes. Yeah. My tongue has not been quarantined. I know you wish. I know Jess sure wishes, because she's like, man, don't you ever shut up, you know? So the polar opposite of that. But what would you recommend for people? I mean, of course, we got the Obesity Revolution program, which people are utilizing. You're in their living room with them.
Oh, man. And guys, for you that have been on the fence about possibly joining the Obesity Revolution VIP group, which is our online program, this couldn't be more functional. Every single workout we've created for this is all at home with minimal equipment, maybe a dumbbell, maybe a band. Other than that, it's body weight. If you've got a chair or something like that, like, you can do all these workouts that we have. So if there's a time to utilize it, and you've been thinking about joining a gym but just haven't done it, but now you're sitting there kind of getting cooped up and you need to move, guys, check out our program. This will help you.
It's all designed by Brandon. Every workout is Brandon Glore approved. Yesterday was amazing. You know, Melissa did an in-home workout through the videos. You know, Steve Happy did. You know what I mean? Barbara, Anna, and Nate, what they're doing is they're sharing it with other people. And, you know, it's just like they're killing it, you know, Brandon. And it's like, hey, I got, you know, Brandon, the next best thing is I can't get to the gym. Well, you know, especially now, we the design of the Obesity Revolution program, Brandon, that you put, you know, these workouts is designed for people that couldn't get out of home. We never thought that we would be, you know, in this position to be quarantined, mm-hmm. and now people can utilize them. And then them workouts from, you know, there's 30 minute workouts, 15 minute workouts, 5 minute, you know, you did it
seated,
seated exercise. And you tell them in the videos, hey, this is modified for you. You know, do what you can. And that's what the beauty of it. And the one 30 minute exercise that we have on there, you know, it's like, you know, me is on, you know, is there, I'm there, you know, Pork Chop, Melissa, Pappy. And what was awesome was everybody, even Steve, was there, and you did every variation. So every person in Walk of Life is all in that 30 minute workout, Brandon, that you put together, which is pretty yes. awesome. So I love it. And people are totally, you know, man, it's good to see, Brandon. That's your workmanship, man. And
yeah.
I'm just thankful for it. Me too. I'm getting to do it. My leg has been bothering me like nobody's business. I mean, it's mm-hmm. been the worst that it has been. And it was sort of defeating the first week, but I've been doing more movement. I mean, I've been getting up over 5,000 steps a day, you know, anytime I'm getting up, I'm walking, but you know, it hurts. But at the same time, it is what it is. And I really had a really good mindset. I don't know why that is, but I think that I just, you know, something kicked in intrinsically.
Good. That's what we have to take away from this. You choose your mindset going into this. Choose to be productive. Choose to be happy. I know sometimes that's easier said than done, but then you've got to do those things. Again, and I'll be real quick with this, a quick story. This is completely unlike me, but just to show when this kind of all first happened, I thought within the next week we were going to be back to work. So I kind of took it as a mini vacation. I kind of stepped back, dialed back, laid around a little bit, which is completely unlike me. It actually, the more I lay around, the more anxiety I get. Some of you may find this funny, but my wife talked me into watching this stupid TV show called The Tiger King. I'm sure the majority of you listening to it may have seen it since you've been sitting around.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, come on.
I have never felt worse after watching that entire thing in about 2 days. Mm-hmm. We laid around. We watched it. I didn't eat what I was supposed to. I wasn't productive, and I just felt like the life was being sucked out of me because watching that in no way progressed me in any way, shape, or form. And right. I was looking at Nicole. I'm like, I can't do this. I can't sit here and just mindlessly watch something. I need to be growing, or I need to be excelling at something no matter what it is. So if you're that same person, I know Netflix is running like crazy now and all those other streams, guys, sitting around and just binge watching something isn't that productive. Now, feel free to enjoy, watch something, but maybe in between each series or episode or whatever that you watch, get some movement in.
Yeah.
Every 10 minutes, get 10 squats in. That way you're moving throughout the day. So if you watch 5 straight episodes of something, well, maybe you've got 150 squats in or box squats or something like that. That's at least you're doing good. Something. That's so that's the good. Last thing that I want somebody to take away as we're stuck in this quarantine deal.
Brandon, I love that. I mean, especially you said about the Tiger King, man. Everybody,
oh God,
everybody wanted Carol do it. Carol, yeah. It's weird. I mean, people get wrapped up. I mean, I know it got me too. But even go a step further, turn the news off.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Just take a break. You know, shut the computer down. You know what I'm saying? If you know, if it's that bad, you know, stop listening to negative people. You know, that's where, you know, listening to a podcast like ours, you know, audiobooks, you know, things that are positive, you know, focused, because who you surround yourself with is who you're going to be. You are or soon will be exactly who you hang around with and what you listen to. I love what you said. And just to bounce off that, turn the news off. You know, quit reading things and false reports and things that don't matter. Search it out yourself. And 90% of what we worry about never comes to fruition anyways. And so be productive. Don't just visualize it. Like Brandon said, make sure that you put action to it and make sure that you do something productive. If you've been, I love what you said, Brandon, if you binge watch, do something in between that. That's good stuff. This is gold. But Brandon, we're at the end of another episode. And it's been good. Thank you for all the takeaways, man. I mean, listen to this over and over again. You will not be disappointed. But on behalf of the Obesity Revolution, I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
And I'm Brandon Glore. Stay healthy.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.